Hello, my name is Jay. I was just conducting a call to consumers in the Jacksonville, the Northeast Florida area, about issues related to the water service for your household. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yeah.
Hello? Thank you. And
yes.
First, how would you rate? Yes, thank you, sir. First, how would you rate the overall job that JEA does in providing service for your home? Would you rate it?
I'm gonna rate it 10. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10.
Very positive. Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay. Hey, does your home does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property? Yes or no?
No, it's through JEA.
Thank you. And next, please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it, either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, or each of the following.
I mean, I get unlimited water, man. It's 10 out of 10.
That's excellent. And really the kind of person that would like
excellent.
To talk about this study. So can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment. How would you rate that when it comes to for the service?
Wait. What's the question again?
Can you rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? When it comes to be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment. How would you rate? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
I'm gonna give neutral. I don't know shit about what they do with the environment and water. I'm gonna give it positive. I'm gonna give it positive because they probably I'm sure they treat the water and stuff. You know, waste and sewer water.
They're gonna talk about that. You know, the water you get to the tap of your house. You know, drinking water that you get. So
yeah.
It's very interesting. How would you rate them when it comes to providing reliable service to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Extremely positive.
Okay, very positive. Okay. How about when it comes to being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages? How would you rate the service that you get from them?
I don't know. I've never complained to them, so it's kind of hard to answer, you know?
That's okay. You got neutral. We can select neutral if you like, so we can move forward.
I'm going to put that neutral. Give me that neutral.
Okay. How about when it comes to being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it's recycled safely? How would you rate them when it comes to that? Very positive.
I'm gonna give it neutral. I don't know any neutral.
Okay.
I don't know anything about what they do.
Fair enough. Now, when it comes to the cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water, how would you rate them when it comes to that? Very positive, somewhat neutral.
We're not talking about electricity. We're just talking about water only.
We're talking about water right now. We're going to move on to electricity as we move along. Yeah.
I gotta say it's a little high. It's a little high. Yeah.
So somewhat negative or somewhat positive? How should I record your answer?
I gotta say, I don't know. You know, I'm just going to get somewhat positive. You know, we got to stay positive.
Understood. And when it comes to can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water to your house, how would you rate that company that is giving you that service? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral?
I'd say very positive. Very positive.
And how about when it comes to the quality of the water for drinking? How would you rate that?
Yeah, very positive.
Very positive.
Very positive.
When it comes to operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way, when it comes to that kind of service, how would you rate your company? Very positive.
I'll give it that neutral. I don't know.
Understood. Now, moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Okay.
This is a long survey.
How would you rate GEA for the overall job when it comes to, for the overall job that they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral.
Very positive. Very positive.
And how would you rate a GEA's electric service on providing reliable service? Very positive.
Very positive.
Okay. How about when it comes to generating the electric power in the environmentally responsible way? How would you rate them?
I'm going to give them neutral. Neutral.
Okay. And the cost you pay for electricity, given it all that provides to the household? How would you?
Very positive.
Okay. And this is the, now we're talking about the electricity. Now, below are a few words in short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it's removed from a property. Now, first, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar or not familiar, with the underground water shortage. Are you very familiar with that? Somewhat familiar?
Storage?
A shortage.
Wait. Storage?
Yes.
I don't even know what storage is. Am I stupid? What is shortage?
No. It's probably my accent. When it comes to underground water shortage.
Can you spell it?
Yes, sir. Let me just a moment, okay? Clean water shortage. Okay. It's S-H-O. So Sierra Hotel.
S-H-O.
Oscar. Tango. Okay. And Alpha, Go, Echo.
Where?
Yeah, when it comes to the underground water shortage. And that's what it says.
Shortage. Shortage. Like there's not enough.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or not too familiar.
I'd say somewhat. You know, let's be optimistic. Hopefully I'm not stupid.
How about when it comes to clean water, you know? How familiar are you when it comes to the clean water in Florida in the Jacksonville area? Very familiar, somewhat?
Not too familiar. Not too familiar.
And when it comes to the Floridian aquifer, how familiar are you with that? Very, somewhat, or not too familiar? Or don't know?
I'm going to give it very familiar.
And how about when it comes to the federal government? When it comes to the federal government safety standards for the Clean Water Act, very familiar with that?
Oh, the EPA? No, not familiar at all.
Not familiar? Okay. And how about when it comes to purified water? Are you very familiar with that process? Somewhat familiar or not too familiar?
Purification process.
Exactly. Are you very familiar?
I'd say somewhat.
And when it comes to national drinking water standards, same question. Very, somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
And when it comes to recycled water, how familiar are you with the process? Very, somewhat, not too, or don't know?
I'm going to give a very on that one.
And when it comes to the used water process, how familiar are you with that? Very, somewhat? Or not too familiar.
The use water process?
Right. They remove the water from your house. What is used?
Yeah.
They clean it again. How familiar are you with that use water process?
I feel like that's a similar question to what you asked before. I mean, it's
but
processing
water,
right?
Yeah. It's kind of like the same thing, but then as we move forward, they're going to make the difference. But I appreciate your patience. But how would you rate that when it comes to use water?
I'm going to say very familiar. Alright, I'm gonna do something risky. Hang on, I'm gonna do something risky. I'm gonna turn off my car, and hopefully the call is gonna go to my phone. Alright, here we go.
And if I lose you, can I call you back in the same number?
Nope, because it already went to my phone.
Okay.
So we're good.
Okay, great. Now, I appreciate your patience, believe me, sir. Now, second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. When it comes to the phrase underground water shortage. What's your reaction?
Yeah, shortage.
How's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? Or don't know.
I mean, who's gonna say a water shortage is positive? Like, I'm very happy about it. I don't know. That's a crazy question. I mean, negative, obviously. No one wants a water shortage.
No, I understand. And believe me, but we're required to read verbatim, and sometimes, you know, some things don't make sense, but just for the sake of the research, I do appreciate your patience. Now, when it comes to the phrase clean water, what's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive?
I love the clean water.
Very positive. Okay. How about when the phrase Floridian aquifer?
Very positive.
You hear that phrase, very positive. And when you hear the phrase federal government safety standards, you know, how's your reaction to that?
I'm just somewhat positive. We got positive, remember.
Yeah. when you hear the phrase purified water, what's your reaction? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very, very positive. I love pure water.
And when it comes, the phrase national drinking water standards, when you hear that phrase, what's your reaction?
Very,
very
positive,
positive, somewhat?
Very positive.
And recycled water. Same question.
Very positive.
Very positive. Thank you, sir. No, understood. Now, sir, have you heard or read anything about GEH program to reclaim and purify used water to projects that's called H2.0? Have you heard anything?
No, not that.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Here's some further information about the new GEH water purification process. Now, the H2.0 process is here. Here's how the cycle of water for homes will work on the H2.0, okay? That's what it is. That's for the program. Now, the drinking water provides the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area vast underground aquifers and arrives at the top after being treated by GEH to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as a used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified. To be made cleaner, the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. Now, the purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again from treatment and a household use. Now, learning this information, sir, do you support or oppose a GEH used water reclamation and purification project?
Okay, so they take water originally out of the aquifer. I want to make sure I understand that. They take the water originally out of the aquifer. It goes to the house. Then it leaves the house, right, like gray water or whatever. And then it's purified, and then you pump it back into the aquifer after it's been purified.
That's the idea, but it's going to be even cleaner than when they first remove it from the originally. But that's the whole program that they have. That's where the H2.0 process is. Okay.
Is now, the aquifer not being recharged fast enough by just rainwater? I mean,
that's a great question.
It just seems kind of
question. We're going to talk about that as we move forward because they do mention that point. Believe me, it's something that is going to be in the ballot on the next upcoming election. So, but learning this information, sir, that I just read to you, do you support or oppose GEH's used water reclamation and purification project at H2.0? Will you support that or oppose that?
I can't say that because it depends on how expensive it is. I mean, yeah, it sounds wonderful, but, like, that sounds very expensive. Like, that does not sound something that's a very cheap process to do.
And that's one of the points you're going to touch. Right, and that's going to the point that you're going to be asking whether you support that or not. But as we move forward, sir, okay, we're going to talk about all that. Now, why H2.0, GEA is building a new facility to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. Number one, because the state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go to additional purification steps. That's reason number one. Reason number two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Now, number three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring GEA can meet customers' needs for a sufficient supply for clean, pure drinking water. Now, learning this information, sir, do you support or oppose GEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0? Will you support that or oppose?
I guess I'm not allowed to know the price, though, before I answer, huh?
But you could change your mind as we move forward, because this is just now. They want you to see one side of the story, and then they show you the other side of the story. So, you know, but if we can move along, that would be great, sir. But
I'll say yes. I support.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Now, what do you like most or sounds best about GEH H2.0 program? One or two things.
What do I like the most about it?
What you like the most or sounds best about this program, H2.0?
I'm going to say the clean, you know, clean, like the water's cleaner, than, or more pure than, you know, when it's pumped out of the aquifer.
Okay.
So and then I'm also, renewability. I'm going to also say renewability.
Renewability, okay. So the idea of the water going back to aquifer, being even cleaner than what it was at the beginning, that's one of the things. And the other one is renewability, you say, right?
Yeah, just generic. You
okay.
Know.
And what you do dislike most or sounds bad about GEA's H2.0 program?
It sounds expensive.
You were mentioning about the...
It sounds very expensive.
It sounds expensive, right? Yeah, you're concerned about
Yeah, and then also, I don't... I would like to see stats on exactly... I mean, because we get a lot of rain in Florida. I would just like to see... stats on how much the aquifer is really draining. And I think a lot of it's caused from agriculture, not, you know, domestic uses.
So if it's really needed, right?
Like,
would you like to see stats? Would you like to see stats to confirm if it's really needed to replace
it?
Yeah,
because
the water should
be
enough. The rainfall should be enough, you said, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see the stats. I mean, my initial, you know, impression is that we're pretty good on water in Florida, you know, but I'm sure I'd love to see the statistics.
Okay, great. Fair enough. No, moving on, sir. No, I do appreciate your patience. Now, following up, here we go. Opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by DEA may say the following. These so-called toilet-to-tap programs. It's expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released into the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. Now, this is the opponents, okay? And and that messing with nature's process and rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky and only being done to support developers, fueling population growth. Now, learning this information, do you support or oppose GEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0? Yes, support or no, oppose?
I know you can only say yes or no, but
yeah,
my initial thing is saying no. My initial is just say no because I think it's going to be very expensive, just like they said.
That this is one of the points the opponents are making, you know? If you take into account the point that the opponents are making right now, you know, let's say for the sake of argument that you have this information, will you support that or oppose?
I oppose the new water purification thing.
Okay. Now, in response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as a toilet-to-tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposely inflammatory. Since the full process that takes toilet water along with all the reused water sources coming out of your home and puts it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards, then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as a tap water to a household. Now, hearing this, which side do you agree with? Opponents who say this toilet tap program should be stopped, or supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe?
So the question is that
got the two sides of the stories, you know, the opponents and the supporters. So which one you will agree with more? You know, even if it's not exactly right, like you say, it's more complicated than what it sounds. You know, just a no answer. But just for the sake of the research, after hearing this, both sides of the story, which side do you agree with? Opponents who say this is a toilet tap problem?
I'm just going to say opponents just because I think it's expensive. That's
understood.
The only reason why.
No, I understand.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with water purification.
Exactly. The more the better. Okay. But lastly, sir, here's a short list of statements about GEH 2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay. Now, a GEH 2.0 process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure. Now, what's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat positive?
That's not very accurate. Very positive. I mean, that's a good summary.
Okay, the 2.0 program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. Will you hear that phrase? What's your reaction?
I disagree with that. I don't think that's exactly true.
Negative or neutral or somewhat positive? Or don't know.
Negative.
Negative, okay. Since population growth in Northeast Florida is now slowing down, since population growth in Northeast Florida and is not slowing down anytime soon, this H 2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply and the aquifer will help make sure we don't run out of drink water. What's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
We'll say somewhat neutral. I mean, it can't hurt, right?
Right.
Having more water.
I understand. Now, putting GEH 2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. What's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative? Or don't know?
I don't know. I guess somewhat negative, honestly.
No problem. And there is no right or wrong answer, so I do appreciate your patience. Believe me, we're almost done. Now, water purification employs high... No, we are. We are like 80. Now, water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, a reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet events, oxidation, to remove chemicals and bacteria from the water. When you hear that phrase... What's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat positive?
Also very positive. Very positive.
Now, while they're using a proven method for purifying used water, GEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative? Will you hear that phrase?
That's very positive. I think we're going to try new things.
While GEA customers are doing a good job at conserving water and using less, which congratulations on that. This is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. Now, H 2.0 purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative. What's your reaction to that phrase?
Wait, can you say the first part of it again?
Yes, well, DEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less. This is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. Now, H 2.0 purifies water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Very
wow,
positive.
Okay, yeah.
That's what they're claiming, of course. I'm sorry? Neutral?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a neutral.
Okay. Implementing H 2.0 actually saves GEA customers money because the cost and difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water, given new tougher government regulations in Northeast Florida, it would be higher with that H 2.0 in place. So this is going to be higher if you don't do it now. But how's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I would say negative on that. I mean, that sounds like a very bold claim. I'd like to see the data on that.
Very smart. Now, under H 2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standards. What's your reaction to that phrase? Very positive, somewhat
very positive, I mean.
Very positive, right?
As part of the H 2.0
plan, a GEA will build a purification facility open to public for tours, telling the stories of how the cool water recycle and purification system works. Now,
that's fucking cool.
Okay, so that's somewhat positive.
That's super positive. Very positive. That sounds cool. Good.
They're gonna walk you through the whole process. That's great. Now, lastly, sir.
Do they do that now? Do you know if they do that now? Is there any tools or anything that they offer?
Well, this is a project that is gonna come in the future.
No,
okay?
But I'm saying current water purification.
Right. At their facilities at this moment, I don't believe they have this type of like tour programs. You know, where you walk in, they give you a tour, like in the Niagara
yeah.
Falls.
That's kind of game.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, sir,
cool.
Yeah, it will be. Now, lastly, given everything you have learned about GEH 2.0 program, do you strongly support some water post or strongly oppose the H 2.0 program?
I think it was slightly opposed. Slightly opposed.
Okay. Somewhat opposed. Can I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not so much.
Not just a few questions for classification purpose only. It will be done. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
Wait, what was the first one?
18 to 39.
I'm 30. Whatever range that is, I'm 30.
Yeah, 18 to 39, 40 to 54,
55 to
69. 18 to 39. Okay. And do you consider yourself an African-American or black? Yes or no?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm going to say independent.
Independent, okay. And how long have you lived at your current home? 0 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years?
0 to 10.
0 to 10. Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. And what's the last grade that you completed in school, sir? High school, some college bachelor's? Okay. Sir, I do appreciate your patience on the line. Yeah, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure. This concludes the survey. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Yeah, sir. Hey, I do appreciate your patience. Believe me, sir. You did a great job. Bye-bye.